Oh, Hatasu, welcome back, everyone. After lunch, we're in our after lunch debriefing period on July 10th. I'm going to give, excuse me, I'm going to give another 20 or 30 minute lecture, and then we will use the rest of our time for debriefing. I'm going to try to cover most of the main points of Unit 11 in the rest of today's lecture. Before lunch, we went through the eSparkly sound version words and conversation one. I think what I'd like to do next is just plunge through all of the other conversations, one through four, and then go through words and conversations in the Adacit and Chatlet version. And between those two things, I think I will summarize or paraphrase part of the narrative bit of this unit. I just mentioned to you that Unit 11 is currently more complete than most other units, and I hope you'll find that there's some useful information there that'll reward your careful reading of it. Also, Unit 11 is significantly more advanced than all of the previous units. I think that units 1 through 8, roughly speaking, are beginner level. Units 9 and 10 bump it up a little bit. But Unit 11 bumps it up quite a bit more. So do not be alarmed if you find some of the sentences bewildering. We will be going through them carefully all weekend. In conversation one, we saw several ways to say thank you. Partner A prompts the thank you in conversation one just by handing something to B and saying ma. Ma is the simplest, shortest thing you can say when you're giving something to someone. But there are lots of other ways to say, here, I'm giving you something, and we get into those in conversation two. So you'll find four options for partner A in conversation two that all amount to, here, I'm giving you something. The first is, ahku ake itsu. Ahku ake itsu. Ahku ake itsu. Literally, yours is here now, and but it means here you go. I'm handing you something. So was a te it's a. So was a te it's a. So was a te it's a. This is yours now. Uyi meh samah ah so. O yi meh. Sa mah ah so wa. O yi meh samah ah so wa. Atekshi ate its ahku. You are thanked with this. Ah tek shi a te its. Atekshi ate its ah ku. Ah ku. This last one is quite formal. This would only be said at a potlatch when someone is giving someone else a gift. You hear it, where I hear it the most is when the potlatch security guys, who these days they often wear a blanket, like a sash, and they'll have money pinned to the blanket, and then there will be times during the ceremony when, or during the business, when important people or witnesses are recognized, and these guys will go give them money. They'll give them a $5 bill, a $10 bill, a $20 bill. If I give you a $5 bill, if I'm potlatch security and I come over to you because you're an important witness and I give you a $5 bill, I might say, "Atekshi ate itsu chakem." You are thanked, you are acknowledged. $5. This is commonly heard at potlatches, but you would not say this anywhere else, in my experience. The other ones also vary in formality. Ahkuakeits is very informal, very everyday. The elder that Geneva works with the most, Bob Mundy, Geneva tells me that he prefers ahku akeits to the short ma, but that's his personal preference. Let's go to the 2B sentences. These are some possible responses when you're given something. Your default response when given something should just be true. True means many things. In this case, it means I acknowledge what you've just done. Let's move on. And in your channel, this is entirely appropriate. You do not need to say thank you to everything. But if you want to be more literal, you can say, thank you for giving it to me. Ush yakshitle its hini siya. Or atakshitlahsawa. I acknowledge you, I thank you. Here again we're using the formal word atakshit. So again, this would be used mainly at a potlatch. Atakshitlahsawa. Conversation three gives you some language you can use when someone feeds you. In this conversation, A is the host, and B is the person being fed. When it's time to eat, it is traditional for the host to say, "Ha'okshiatlich." This is not a formal expression. This is a very everyday expression. A mother who serves food to her children could say this, "Ha'okshiatlich, start eating." But my impression, and you Nuchanov people can add to this or correct me if you like, but my impression is it's rude to start eating before the host lets you know that it's okay to do so. So usually we're all waiting for someone to say "Hauksheetlich" or start eating if they're speaking English, and then we start eating. What are some things you can say to acknowledge the person who's feeding you? Here are some useful sentences for that, and these should be memorized. All three of the 3B sentences are very useful. You can use them all the time, and you should memorize them. Ush is the default thank you that I teach for when you're fed. Ush thank you for feeding me. Literally, you have been useful to have made me eat. It is also polite to thank the cooks. Often the cooks are back in the kitchen. They don't get as much recognition as they deserve, so this is almost always welcome. Thank you to those who cooked. And I often say to my host, Chamasukwe ha'um. This is a possessive sentence. You'll see the possessive ending uk on the predicate. This is an example of what I called possessor raising earlier. Possessor raising, as I said, is an advanced topic. It takes a long time to get comfortable enough, to know enough examples where the explanation of it makes sense, and then even longer to get used to doing it yourself. But this is a simple example of possessor raising, where the thing that is possessed is the food, but the possession is actually indicated on the predicate. Chamasukwe its ha'om. Your food is delicious. Conversation four gives you some language to use between host and guest when you're visiting someone or staying at someone's house. Klo ma a te its. Klo ma a te its. You are warmly welcomed. This is a rather formal, very friendly welcome. I'm happy that you've come. This is every day. This is not formal. I don't think this is particularly hard to say, but it's long. So let's break it down. Klu ya chi a ta. Klu ya chi a ta. Literally means my body part has become good. Spirit. Technically speaking, this is another case of possessor raising. I possess my spirit, but the possession is indicated on the predicate. I'm happy now. I've become happy. Literally, my spirit has become good. Anik. Anik. Anik means that you. There's more to say about this. For now, just be aware that anik means that you. I'm happy that you Tlawichitlsuk, have come close. Tla we chit suk. Tlawichitlsuk. Ush. So this is from the guest's point of view. In this conversation, A is the host, B is the guest. Thank you for having me. Ush. Notice that this is exactly parallel to Ush. Except ha'ukwap means to feed someone or let them eat. Hith up means to let someone be at a place, which is how we say to host someone in a channel. Ush yakshitla it's hith up sitya. Thank you for hosting me. Literally, you have been useful to let me be at. Ush yakshitla it's ha in mit sitya. Again, same exact sentence, but with a different action. You've been useful to invite me. Thank you for inviting me. Ush yakshitla it's ha an mit siya. I'm now going to briefly hit the other points that are explained in Unit 11. You should take the time to read it carefully later. Take notes on the things you don't understand, and you can ask about them in tomorrow's debriefing period. For now, I'll give you the quick version. One of the things I like to provide, but haven't yet for every unit, is notes or commentary on the conversations. Because most of these conversations boil a lot of useful information down into what we think are the most useful sentences to know. One of the main things we're learning in this unit is several ways to say thank you. We want a safe thank you. That is a thank you we can use all the time. Once we are intermediate or advanced learners, we will be expected to be able to deliver several different kinds of thank you depending on the situation. The word atakshitl, which is pronounced atakshitl in Cayucan Checosa dialect, as I've mentioned, is a very formal word. Some people translate it as thank, to thank someone. Other people translate it as to acknowledge someone. So it can mean both, but it is used only in formal situations. Let's talk about the word tleko. Tleko, a lot is said about tleko. It's a well-known word. It's commonly mispronounced because lots of people who don't speak Nunchaknof do know the word tleko, but can't pronounce it the Nunchaknof way. And there is somewhat of a debate about the formality of tleko. At some point, everyone in Nunchaknof communities, such as Port Alberni, the largest urban center in Nunchaknof territory, everyone in Port Alberni knows the word tleko, although most English speakers pronounce it kleko or something like that. And a lot of people think it's an everyday thank you, or use it as if it's an everyday thank you. But some elders tell us it was not originally an everyday thank you. It was originally a very formal word and is appropriately used only at potlatches. What I've found is that this seems to vary by village. Generally speaking, it's the villages in the central region where tleko is still used in a formal way. There are better ways to say thank you. Tleko should be reserved for formal situations in the central region. But at the edges of Nunchaknof territory, in Port Alberni and in Cayucat, many people use it as an everyday thank you. The Cayucat elders who I asked for another thank you had to think for a while before they could think of something other than tlako, which is their everyday thank you. So roughly speaking, at the edges of Nunchaknof territory, tleko or tlako has become an everyday thank you. But in the central regions, it is not. It is still treated as a formal word. So you should talk to your elders, whoever the experts are in your community, to find out exactly how you should use tleko, tlako where you are. Does anyone have anything to add to that? So there's a lot to know about saying thank you. Beginners mainly need a safe thank you. So if tleko tlako is dangerous, what should they say? Here are some safe thank yous. For Barkley Sound learners, your safe thank you is ush yakshitla its. This is almost always appropriate. You can use it almost everywhere. For central learners, your say thank you is Ush-chak-shik-litsk. Ush-chak-shik-litsk, which is just the central version of Ush-yak-shik-litsk. You can hear that they're nearly the same word. In the north, the everyday thank you is Mach-tak-shik-litsk. Mach-tak-shik-litsk. This is a little more formal than Ush-chak-shik-litsk, but it can be used as an everyday thank you. And in Cayucan, as I've said, Tlako is used for most purposes. Yes. Drew, we just had a contribution from Yatsuisak's Lindsay Haggard, who tells us that at Hahopayak School and Atanais Daycare, which are in Port Alberni on Tsleil-Waututh territory, they learned that Tlako is for formal situations and Ush-yak-shik-litsk is their everyday thank you. Any other comments? What do we need to know as English speakers going into new channels? For most of us, English is our first language. Two things. One is that in Anglo culture, we say thank you a lot. Say thanks, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you, about 100 times a day. New channel people say thank you a lot less, especially when speaking new channel. So just like English speakers use and but and or too much, English speakers also say thank you too much for new channel. So one of the things you need to do is stop saying thank you so much. Ask yourself, is a thank you really necessary? And if you're not sure, just don't say anything. The other thing English speakers need to know is there a word for you're welcome? In English, when someone says thank you, the habitual response is you're welcome. When I grew up, I was taught always to say you're welcome when someone says thank you to me. It's a cultural value. But Nuchanoth does not do this. There is no Nuchanoth, you're welcome. When someone thanks you, the most important thing to do in Nuchanoth situations is just to listen. If you respectfully listen to the thank you, then you fulfill your responsibility. That's what you're expected to do. That shows that you are respecting the thanker. If you want to say something, you can say chu when the thank you is over. That chu means I acknowledge what you've said. I appreciate it. The rest of Unit 11 gives some exercises for understanding and practicing these conversations better. We'll get into that tomorrow. For now, I'm going to move to the Ahadasit Nuchatlit version of this unit. We're going to go through the Ahadasit Nuchatlit words and conversations. Then I will end the lecture and we'll use the remaining time for debriefing. I will now go through the Ahadasit Nuchatlit words for Unit 11. I will skip any specifically Barkley sound words because we've already gone over those. Ma. Ma. Echo. Echo. Machtakshit. Machtakshit. Abhesila. Abhesila. Ushnak. Ushnak. Ushchakshit. Ushchakshit. Atikshit. Atikshit. Atiakt. Atiakt. Chumkstup. Chumkstup. Uakstup. Sorry, that's a Barkley sound word, so I'm going to skip it. Continuing at tlush. Tlush. Tluyachit. Tluyachit. Hlitmaqsti. You might remember when we talked about the alphabet and syllables, We talked about the difference between English and Neutronal with respect to how the languages like to syllabify ST clusters. English really likes to put those at the beginning of the syllables. If your first language is English, your brain will really want to make sti, the third syllable. But in Neutronal, the syllables are sti, mux, ti. Sti, mux, ti. Sti, mux, ti. Hini. Hini. Oyi. Oyi. Katsi. Katsi. Hinata. Hinata. Hasil. Hasil. Ha'an. Ha'an. Ha'wawiqsh. Ha'wawiqsh. Notice that the third syllable is short in the Ahadicid version of this word. One of the peculiarities of the Ahadicid dialect is that it shortens a lot of vowels in third and later syllables that are long in other dialects. Most dialects say ha-wa-wee-ksh, long, short, long. Ha-wa-wee-ksh. But in Ahadicid, this word is long, short, short. Ha-wa-wee-ksh. Ha-wa-wee-ksh. Another example of that is the word a'atu, which we use a lot in class. A'atu means to ask. In Ahadicid, it's short, long, short. A'atu. A'atu. But in most dialects, it's short, long, long. A'atu. A'atu. Siqil. Siqil. Ha'um. Ha'um. Ha'um means food, but like in the other central northern dialects, in Ahadicid, ha'um also means delicious. So when we say your food is delicious, we literally say ha'um ak it's ha'um. Your ha'um is ha'um. Your food is delicious. Ha'um ak it's ha'um. We'll see that below. Chamas. Chamas. Hinatshitl. Hinatshitl. Tlawichitl. Tlawichitl. Tlawai. Tlawai. Na oxta. Na oxta. Na oxta. Tlayahoas. Another example of shortening. In Central, this is tlayahoas with a final long vowel. In Ahadicid, it's tlayahoas with a final short vowel. Tlo'ma'a. Barkley sound word. Next, I'm going to go through the Ahadicid Nuchatlit conversations. But if you have any comments or questions on the Ahadicid Nuchatlit words, now's a good time. Conversation one is mainly to allow partner B to practice their different thank yous. Partner A hands partner B something saying, Ma. Ma. The simplest response is Chu. Chu. But here are some other ways to respond. Mach tak shitlitz. Mach tak shitl itz. Mach tak shitl itz. Thank you. You've done a good deed. Mach tak shitl itz. Ab hay sitla itz. You have been kind. You've done something kind. بحيث it's جمك ستوب it's سيتشل You've made me happy. جمك ستوب it's سيتشل اوش ناك سب it's سيتشل let's pronounce this by syllables because there is a big danger that people with English accents will drop the second glottal stop. Oosh, knock, sup, it's, see, chill. Oosh, knock, sup, it's, see, chill. You have given me something of value. You've done me a favor. Oosh, knock, sup, it's, see, chill. Literally, you have made me have something. Tleko wasi sutil. Tleko wasi sutil. Conversation two gives us some more ways to, more things to say when we give someone something. Ahku akits. Ahku akits. Suwas at its ah. Suwas at its ah. O ye mahsasish ah sotil. O ye mahsasish ah sotil. Atikshi at its ah ku. Ah tik shi. At its atiqshi at its ahku. Here are some responses when someone gives you something. Chu. Chu. Machtak shitlitz hinisi chil. Thank you for giving me it. Mach takshitlitz hini sichil. Atikshitlitzish sotil. I thank you. I acknowledge you. Atikshitlitzish sotil. Conversation three is between a host and someone that they're feeding. Haokshi atlitch. Haokshi atlitch. Mach takshitlitz haukopsichil. Mach takshitlitz. Mach takshitlitz. Ha o quap. Ha o quap. Sichil. Mach takshitlitz haukopsichil. Thank you for feeding me. This should be memorized. Tleko wasish yakinti al siqil. I thank the cooks, whoever cooked. Tleko wasish yakinti al siqil. Ha'um akits ha'um. Your food is delicious. Ha'um akits ha'um. Conversation four is between a host and guest. Tlaya ho'al. Welcome. Tlaya ho'al. Tluyachi atzish lit maqsti in hinachitlik. We'll break this one down by syllables. Tlu. Ya. Chi. At. Sish. Tluyachi atzish. Lit. Max T. Se max T. In. He. Nut. She. Click. He nut she click. Cloyachi at sish. Se max T. In. He nut she click. Machtakshitlitz. Thank you for hosting me. Machtakshitlitz. Machtakshitlitz. Thank you for inviting me. Machtakshitlitz hinata sichil. I should add that this last one, Machtakshitlitz hinata sichil, thank you for inviting me, is not generally something we would say in Nuchanov. In Nuchanov, invitations are very formal, but when you accept an invitation, you accept it by going, and you don't have to say anything. But sometimes we will want to say this, and here's one way to do it. That is the end of my lecture on Unit 11 for today. We've gone through the words and conversations in both the East Barkley Sound and Addicet-Nuchatlet versions.